Careful with that help. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, while many of us want to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, we also have to watch out for possible disaster scams. Chuck Denny has more.
Hurricane Katrina and the flooding of New Orleans has brought out the best in people and the worst. Incredibly, there are some who are trying to use this tragedy to steal from generous charitable givers. In particular, the storm had barely hit before the internet was full of websites promising to deliver money and goods to the victims. Yet these online sites were nothing more than scams. Dr. Dina Wise is a consumer expert with UT Extension.
You need to be careful who you give your money to. The best rule is to make sure you know the organization and the people that you give your money to. A lot of times when you give to a local organization, 100% of the money that you give goes directly to the relief effort.
Dr. Wise recommends writing a check to the Red Cross or Salvation Army. That way you have a written record of your gift and you have a good idea where the money's going. She reminds everyone that such charitable gifts, when documented, are tax deductible. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Well, all kinds of folks have joined in to help the victims of this storm. The National FFA, National Association of Agricultural Educators, and the National Council for Agricultural Education are cooperating in a fundraising effort. The Seeds of Hope Fund will be used for rebuilding agricultural education and FFA programs in the Gulf states of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. The organizations are estimating 120 FFA chapters and schools, 5,000 students and their families, and about 150 ag education teachers have experienced severe damage or total destruction to their homes, facilities, and school projects. A lot of great things occurring after this terrible tragedy. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.